Welcome back to the pregame show. We're getting you ready for the Blue Jays finale before the All-Star break. R.A. Dickey against Anibal Sanchez. And we're joined by one of the four Blue Jays going to the All-Star game, Josh Donaldson. Josh, first of all, congratulations on heading to San Diego.
Thank you. I'm excited to go there.
How much better is it to go with three of your teammates in Estrada, Encarnacion, and Mike Saunders?
It's good. I mean, it's great for this organization. And, you know, I feel like we have a lot of, you know, quality ball players in this room who have had quality years so far that deserve it.
What's the experience like? Obviously, this isn't the first time for you. Each time you go, do you kind of attack it differently?
Well, this year I'm going to attack it differently, A, by not participating in the Home Run Derby. It'll be the first year that I'm not going to do that and kind of just be able to get to relax and kind of just enjoy the show. And then also for the fact that I'm not starting in the game, I kind of get to relax, you know, kind of just chill out and watch the game for a few innings or how many innings it might be, and, you know, just kind of take it in. And, you know, that's going to be a little bit different, but also it's going to be a good moment for me as well.
How does it balance for you playing in the game, the fact that the fans get to vote the starters in, the manager's worried about making sure everybody gets in, and yet the game counts, especially for you guys who, you know, it might actually mean something. You may be the team in the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to win the game, but at the same time, I believe it's the right thing to do is to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to play in the game, because everybody that's there is supposed to be a quality player, and they're an all-star. And I think for the most part they got that right. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, going there and, you know, hopefully winning the game. It'll be my first time in San Diego. It'll be, you know, nice to – you know, check out Petco Park. I've heard a lot of, you know, nice things about it. And, you know, San Diego's, I hear, is a very nice city, good weather. So, I mean, it's, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's a fantastic city. Try to hit the warehouse, too, down the left field line. That's a lot of fun. As far as the season so far is going, this team looks as though it's playing its best baseball this year. And pretty much since Minnesota, you've won two-thirds of your games. It's a very similar run to what we saw last year in August and September.
Yeah, honestly, the thing that's different about this year's team and last year's team is our starting pitching has been pretty much phenomenal all year long. They've done a great job for us. They've been a real strength for us. And that's really the second half of last season when we took off. Was when we got Price and he came in here. I think he went 9 or 10-1 or something like that. And then we had some other guys come in, and, you know, getting Stroman back last year, he came in and pitched well for us. So, I mean, and what's happened is now you've got guys in here like Happ, who's had a phenomenal year. Estrada's had a phenomenal year. You go look at Sanchez, had a great year. You know, RA could very well, you know, have a better year than what people are saying. There's been some times when offensively we've let them down and not produced enough runs for them. But the fact of the matter is our starters are going deep into games. And what that's doing is, you know, hopefully kind of keeping our bullpen fresh, you know, for a second half run.
Yeah, RA's got an ERA of 3.04 since the end of April. Not too many people have noticed that with a one-loss record.
Yeah, well, we notice it. I mean, we know that he's out there and he's pitching well. And there's times when, you know, we're out there not able to get the job done for him. But, I mean, that's kind of – it's just – sometimes that's how the game goes. You don't really have a, you know, answer for it. But last year, you know, kind of the same thing with him. Last year we didn't score a lot of runs for him. And then the second half of the season, I think he ended up going like 10-2 or something pretty awesome. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he can bounce back and do that – or not bounce back, but just continue to do what he's doing and that we can, you know, actually produce some runs for him.
Last question for Josh Donaldson before we let you go. You've set a Blue Jays record for most runs scored before the All-Star break. This Blue Jays team is the first since 92 to have 50 wins before the All-Star break. I mean, you're obviously on base a lot, but it helps to have an absolute monster hitting behind you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people said that our offense is down this year, right? You know, and I've scored the most runs ever, you know. And that speaks to not only Edwin, but, you know, the people behind Edwin too, because, you know, it's one of those things when there are certain guys who aren't able to get the job done, people behind them pick him up. And, you know, Sando, all-star hitting our four hole and has had a great year producing for us. And, you know, Tulo's coming on strong. You know, we really feel good about where we're at and hopefully continue to move.
Well, people are certainly enjoying it. We're enjoying watching it, and you have a great time in San Diego. Thanks a lot for this.
Thank you, appreciate it.
All right, that's Josh Donaldson. This is the pregame. Starting lineups are next. It's the Sportsnet Radio Network.